Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for tonight, a few clouds, possible lows in the mid-30s. President Trump is expected to highlight manufacturing during a visit to the Snap-on Tools facility in Kenosha late tomorrow morning. Among those invited to attend, Gateway Technical College President Brian Albrecht, who in a statement calls it an honor to be part of the president's visit. He notes Snap-on and Gateway have a rich history in developing training partnerships with schools and colleges throughout the nation. He said Gateway students will be shining examples as the president highlights the importance of upskilling the American workforce and bringing jobs back to America. Also invited to attend are Mayor John Antaramian and County Executive Jim Cruiser, along with other local dignitaries. House Speaker Paul Ryan reportedly is not scheduled to appear. He's leading a delegation in Europe this week, meeting with leaders of NATO allies. Visioning a Greater Racine, a project to create a vision for the Racine area's future, is entering its final phase after a year of events. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The group is holding four mega visioning events this Saturday and inviting everybody to come share their ideas for making Racine a flourishing place in which to live. More than 800 community members have participated in the event so far. The goal, though, is to get 2,000 people involved. From 10 to 11:30 in the morning on Saturday, events will be held at St. Paul Baptist Church School on Grand Avenue, Gifford Middle School in Caledonia, and Gateway's IMED Center on Renaissance Boulevard in Sturtevant. From 11:30 a.m. till 1 p.m., there's an event scheduled at the Sealed Air YMCA in Mount Pleasant. Now, registration is requested for these visioning events, not required, though. You can go to the VGR Facebook page or just email info@visioningagreaterracine.org. The organization plans to bring the results of these visioning events back to the community in September and then begin to carry out specific projects by building coalitions of government, business, and community organizations. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.
The current session of the Racine Common Council meets for the final time tonight at 7 p.m. at City Hall, and the agenda includes the Public Works Committee recommending the city continue with Corbin Designs for additional work on wayfinding signage. Community Development Director Amy Connolly pointed out the job is specialized, and she worked with them in Michigan.
So you need somebody to do all that field work and understand exactly where the signs are going to go. And then you need somebody to do really specific bid documents and help you review the bids that come in. So the reason why you want somebody like Corbin to do it is because this is a sample sign that was part of our wayfinding program. And we made all the contractors submit a sample sign, and you will be able to see dramatic differences in the way that they put together the signs.
There's also the contract with the state for the city to install signs to help tourists get from eastbound Washington Avenue to the S.C. Johnson Complex on 14th Street and to Wingspread via 7th Street, Main Street, and 4 Mile Road, all because both are on the new Frank Lloyd Wright Trail. Also on tonight's Racine Council agenda, a resolution establishing a tax incremental District Number 20 around Regency Mall and the High Ridge Shopping Complex, and a communication to the Redevelopment Authority from the City Attorney's Office about a hold harmless agreement allowing police department training in buildings owned by the RDA. A lot of homeowners with the warmer weather have been finding the same kind of problems in their yards that Burlington Public Works officials have known for some time in the city's parks and green spaces. Public Works Director Jim Burglis recently told the council about a serious grub problem they discovered, and with the chance to get a desired piece of equipment for it, which was previously cost prohibitive. Aside from the grub problem, Burglis mentioned efforts continue in dealing with ash trees, though more were targeted for removal than scheduled for replacement because of financial constraints.
Last year, there was 90 trees that were taken out. We replanted 20 in the city budget. Stonegate was developer money that was left over to plant those. Those are separate from city. And right now I have Jamie Ragner building the new list for planting this year. He has a list of the tree stumps we're grinding this year, and been updating our GIS with the trees we've already removed. He's putting the new trees in. He's taking pictures of them. So right now, we're about 30 trees. We'll only be able to plant 20.
Like many other communities, Burlington was heavy on ash and maple trees, but Burglis says they've been replacing the cut downs with other varieties that are strong and more resilient to disease, not to mention salt. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. Our forecast is coming up.